Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom.
All right.
I pray both of you are doing okay.
Great, brother, doing great.
Amen. We will be talking about the land purchase tonight. As I said, as part of the bylaws, and this will be purchased. It will either be purchased in my name, and then I will transfer it over to Yah's Global Kingdom Ministries. As I said, we're trying to create a work that that lasts more than a generation. So if I'm not around, this should not die. It should not go under. But the Most High, put it on my heart. I pray that you were. I know you reviewed it, Sister Mary. I don't know if you got a chance to review it, Sister Rachel. The file that I sent out that shows the details of the land, that 99% chance that we're going to get it. I was going to do 100 acres of this land, and I could probably pay for that in cash. But I'm thinking that I wanted to actually double that at 200, so that that there's more than enough land, and for what the Most High has put on my heart, in the wilderness, 200 acres, you can do some things, even if it's not all homesteading. And it won't be all homesteading. So I'll let you guys know what the Most High has put on my heart concerning this. We need a place to go to when things start to get rough. And they're going to start to get rough. And, you can't just say, the scripture says, when you see these signs, get up out of the city. Whether you're in Jerusalem or no matter where you're at in the world. See, we read Jerusalem, but it's going to apply to any of the big cities where you got people, they're going to be going hungry. They're going to be, looking for power, all these different things when these other plagues start coming. And so can't just run. Oh, you could just run into the wilderness. That makes it doubly hard, especially if you don't know how to survive in the wilderness. That can make it hard. So we want to, Most High has put it on my heart to get ahead of these things. He doesn't tell us these things just to be telling us, but to get ahead of them so that, we have a predefined place where we are going to meet at. That these things, that this land is being worked, that we are already growing our own crops. We can even commercialize part of it, while we are waiting for the word of Yah to manifest itself, to help pay for different things. So, we want to talk about those things tonight, okay? And nothing is set in concrete as far as, except for this will be the land, and it will be the place that, for all those that belong to Yah's global kingdom, will be a place where when you see things getting to the point that, they want to come and they want to harass, they want to throw in jail, they want you to force you to try to take the vaccine, all these different things that are coming, that you can have a place that you say, okay, we need to get out of the cities. Things are getting crazy. This is where you will be able to come. Got to contribute to it. The goal will be to have housing and electricity and all those things free, because we'll generate our own. And as I've been saying for a time now, the Most High has had me looking at these technologies so that, we're not going to just be roughing it in a tent. But because there's going to be weather changes that come as well. And you can't survive in a tent in some of this weather that's coming. So, you know, we want to, I'll talk about different types of housing that the Most High has put on my heart to put into place, that, you know, we would do these things and be prepared. The lion's share of it, you know, the Most High has put it on my heart to go ahead and do. Hasn't had anything, you know, not one cent of anybody's tithes or anything would be involved with this in the beginning. This is, you know, strictly, you know, what the Most High has allowed and has blessed me with. So, and I want to do the work for the kingdom. I could, you know, say, oh, I'm going to spend it on my family, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But, you know, the Most High has put it on my heart that we are to be kingdom builders. We are to be preparing for the kingdom. We are to make a place where, as I said, where, you know, we believe the scriptures. Can't say, you know, you read the scriptures and believe it and then take no action. It just doesn't work for me, okay? And again, as I've said it many a times, if I have to do it by myself, that will be what it would be. But, you know, I'm praying that the Most High allows everyone to see the vision, to understand what it is that he's doing, and that you buy into it, because times are going to get hard. And, you know, they're just starting with this COVID vaccine. That's just the tip of the iceberg in what's coming. When this first came out, you know, I told everybody this was a judgment from the Most High, and that he's calling all men unto repentance, not just the Hebrew or just the quote-unquote Gentile, but all men everywhere unto repentance. And they're not going to repent. He says that already. But, you know, we have to be faithful, and we have to be obedient. We have to obey the voice of the Most High. You know, that starts with me. And so he has blessed me to be able to do some things, and, you know, I have to move on. And, you know, looking at pricing, like I said, I was going to do 100 acres, and I thought that would be good. But then after I looked at it and, you know, put it in my spirit to double it, don't put all your money down and pay for it in cash, which is what I was going to do, but to double it, put some down, you know, we'll have a payment, but, you know, I can afford the payment. Or, and I should say, we should be able to afford the payment. But if I have to do it, like I said, on my own, I will. So that when the situation calls for it, and as, you know, in the future, when people are on the run, because there are going to be some people on the run, but we want to make sure that they're on the run and that they are saints of the Most High, and they are trying to escape, that we have some place to go. I will start to lock these meetings up so that not everybody can get into them, and as soon as we're done, they will be available to be downloaded, for, you know, my historical purposes, but they will be deleted so that the John PQ public won't have access, okay? And I may even start, for these particular business meetings, start making them private, and so not just anybody and everybody can get into them. We want the faithful, and we want those who are able to and willing to commit to only have access to the information that, you know, a lot of information that I'm going to be sharing. Because we don't want everybody to know the location. We don't want everybody to know what capabilities we have. You know, no general goes to war and advertises his battle plans. Well, I'm going to attack you over here. Or, you know, I'm reserved over there. You don't do that. That's just foolishness, and we don't want to brag about these things to anyone. You know, we are to be doing a work for our survival, for our, you know, interest into the kingdom, to save those souls as such the Most High would have saved. So, again, let's go ahead and do our statement of faith, and then we will pray in, and then, you know, I'll open this up for discussion, sort of give you the overall, you know, the overview of the vision that the Most High has given me. And as I said, this purchase, I will probably purchase this land next month, October, not too many days from here. I'm still, like I said, still asking if I should double it, if I should go for 204 acres rather than, 108. Nevertheless, let's look at this and let's do our statement of faith. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. And let us turn toward the east. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 29. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We thank you for today. We thank you for your Feast of Tabernacles. Father, we just want to bless you and glorify you and serve you with all our heart, all our mind, and all our body. Hallelujah. The book of Psalms chapter 133. Psalms chapter 133. And we're going to be getting verses 1 through 3. Psalms chapter 33, verses 1 through 3. A song of degrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, and as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descendeth upon the mountains of Zion. For there Yah commanded the blessing, even life evermore. May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Holy hands raised. Father Yah, we come before you tonight, Father. We ask that you would bless this gathering and this meeting. We bless, ask that you would be in it and that it would be your anointing that would be guiding us and letting us know what we should do and what we shouldn't do, Father. Father, no man is an island unto himself, and no person can survive on their own. Father, and we need unity amongst the body. We need a singular vision, Father, that everyone signs on to and is committed to, that we might be successful. Father, we ask, and whatever we ask, Father, we ask it without doubting, that knowing that you will supply every need that we have. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. I make a motion that we bring this meeting to order. Do I have a second?
I second.
All right, amen. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Say nay. The ayes have it. Okay. All right. This meeting of Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry, land requirements, land review. I pray that everyone on the line, like I said, I pray that you were able to review the document that I sent out. Okay. This land is in northern Arizona. It is not like the valley where I live at. The valley where I live at is very hot. And it's hot the vast majority of the year. I'm talking about hot 100 plus degrees from anywhere from March to September, October. This land is in northern Arizona, and it is average mean temperature in the summertime is around 80 degrees. And in the wintertime, you can get 3 or 4 inches of snow. But, it doesn't last that long. It melts into the ground. So it's not an extreme. Very pleasant when you look at the temperatures and what's available in the area. Because it's up higher in elevation, it's cooler. It is doesn't get extreme storms. It is close to some rivers and some lakes. So there's wildlife available, even though, I'm not really looking for it for the wildlife. But the fishing, if we needed to do that as far as a food store, it's available. If we wanted to have elk or deer, it's available in the area. If we wanted to have cattle or sheep, the land is conducive to that. It's also, I looked at it because it's part farmland and part timber. Because, eventually you will need to use some trees for whatever. But the initial goal is to not use any lumber, but to, I don't know if anybody ever looked up container houses.
Container houses. You mean like those prefix houses?
No, these aren't prefixed. These are, the shipping containers that they use like on the railroad cars?
Uh-huh.
People convert those into houses.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they do, because that's what they build some of them tiny houses out of.
Right. And we use that same concept, taking the containers. They're relatively inexpensive. One of the first things to do once we get the land, I've been looking at what they call loaders, which is a bobcat like a bulldozer. That is a small one. But one of the first things that I would want to do on the land is to excavate and to bring in a couple of these containers and bury them. And the reason that I want to bury them is for dry storage. So it'll become like a basement on a unit. Mm-hmm. Everything else will be built above the ground, but these will for storage and for some of these units will be underground. So that should something happen and we need the protection or we need to make a stand, then, you know, it has to be built in such a way that we can defend it. But for as far as food storage, you know, dry storage like beans and rice and anything that we could jar, can, this is what these first units would be for. And then we'd bring in others and we start to convert them to actual living quarters, you know, with a common kitchen. And so, you know, layout of the plans, I have not completely gone through them, but the layout of the plans would be in my mind right now, you know, a large common area, which would probably be made up of several of these containers, you know, with the sides cut out of them so that it would just become one big room. And then, you know, inputting the kitchen and the dining in that area, a common, you know, eating area, where every place, the goal would be that it's communal. And so we would have common meals where somebody would be assigned, you know, to, that's their duty, the kitchen, and to prepare the meals. Because, you know, once, you know, if things push comes to shove, then everybody coming has to have a duty, something that they're doing to contribute. So the kitchen area, you know, it's important that people are going to be able to eat. Then, you know, bedding and that type of privacy. So the design of this, I see it in my mind, but I have to sit down with the appropriate software and draw it out so that, like I said, the first units will be for storage, and then we'll start to be building the living quarters on top of that and around that. So one of the first things would be to you know, dig the trench to put the containers in, and then also in that same area for the time being, you know, would be to put in the septic system, you know, because you can't just come and, you know, everybody be using, you can't be just be using porta potties and things like that. So I would probably rent what they call as a bobcat. And once, you know, as soon as I purchase the land and survey it and look and see how the water flows and that kind of stuff, look at where we would actually start building at and, you know, rough out the place for the septic tanks and that type of stuff, and then make sure that the food storage is nowhere near that. You know, rough it out. And then, you know, it would take some time, over some time, to actually complete some of these projects. But as I said, the food storage, because even if, you know, if something happened tomorrow or the beginning of the year or in the middle of the year and we don't have permanent shelter, we still need to have food in place. And so food and water, medical supplies, you know, because, you know, if you're out in the wilderness, people get hurt. I hope we have somebody that has some type of nursing behind them. If not, you know, crash courses, because you still got to be able to take care of if somebody gets cut, somebody falls and breaks a leg or whatever. Those things have to be handled. Even though, you know, we still have, and the goal will be to move to that type of sufficiency. We're not so far away from all towns that, you know, we don't have it available to us. But we want to move to where we become self-sufficient. So, you know, everybody would be required to learn first aid and those types of things because you're out in the wilderness. So this is the plan. Buy the land, rent an excavator in the first couple of months, and rough out, you know, the living area, the sewage area, the food storage areas, And then bring in the containers, you know, bring in the containers and bury the first ones. And then, you know, prepare them so that they can be accessed from above, you know, if you know where to go. But that's where, you know, I will start to take food storages up there, you know, and have it to where, you know, rice and beans and those types of things, canned goods, will last a long time. And so just, you know, slowly stock it. As I was talking to one of the sisters, explaining that there's a machine that actually pulls water out of the air. And I was going to write to the institution that actually makes this technology available. And, you know, from one nonprofit to another, see if they would donate one. If not, then there's a smaller one that can be bought for not a whole lot of money. But, you know, I would buy it and then reverse engineer it, take a container and build one where we're not necessarily relying on groundwater. Even though, you know, there is groundwater available, there is, can have a well dug. It depends upon how deep it has to go as to how much it's going to cost. Or you can go to a nearby city and buy, you know, water for like a penny a gallon. A penny a gallon. And, you know, you have to have something to carry it in. The goal, again, is, as I said, is to be self-sufficient. And so this technology it's not expensive. It's just a matter of, you know, knowing how to do it. And I would like, you know, hopefully we get some young people that I can also train them on how it works, how to maintain it. And it would just become one of their duties to make sure that, you know, the equipment is up and running, that it's working, that it's producing water, and it'll produce enough, you know, if I do it at the right scale, it would produce more than enough to water the crops and to provide all the water we would ever need right out of the air. So if I can get it for free, I would try to get it that way. You know, and if I have to promise them, you know, that I would make reports to them on how much water was producing and yada, yada, yada for their stats, then I would do that. But if, you know, if it comes down to that we have to build our own, then I am prepared to do that in such a way so that, again, the goal is for us to be self-sufficient. Can't come and, you know, get a free ride. The scripture says, see, this is the concept that is within the scriptures in the New Testament, is that, you know, we all look out for each other's welfare, and that if any of us lack, those that have an abundance of provide for those who have a lack. And then those that lack, when they have an abundance of something, then they will provide for those who are in lack of that same thing. So it's a communal and a community type thing. The goal is that water and electricity, we produce our own. And so, you know, we wouldn't, you know, nobody would be getting charged for that. Like we have an electric bill and we have a water bill, even sewer, you know, all that stuff that you pay for now. These are things that everybody has need of in common. Food. Everybody needs food. So, you know, in the beginning we have to buy it, but the goal will be by the third or fourth year, because Most High says we can't use the food, anything that we grow, we can't use it the first 3 years. And the fourth year is dedicated to Him. We want to be faithful in that. So, you know, we want to come in and we want to plant with the understanding that we won't be consuming it until the fifth year. But then after that, you know, the goal is that nobody would pay for food. We would go off of what we grow and what we store. And so this is what the Most High has shown me in the scriptures. And so that would be the goal. So we would start with the container houses. And then, you know, as people can or desire to, if they want to move there permanently, understanding that they need to bring a skill set so that they can contribute. Need to help work the land, whatever your skill set is, bring it and contribute to the community that way. And then when things get rough, we're not a part of society. And so this is not something, like I said, this is not something that I want us to be bragging about to anyone. To anyone. You know, as the Most High puts it on people's hearts, that they want to get away and they want to live by the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. Because we have to be self-governing. Can't bring the world into this.
Man.
But we want to live by the rules and the regulations, the statutes and the laws and commandments of the Most High. Which means that we have to self-regulate each other. And we have to know what these are and have to be accountable to it. And then those that the Most High puts the same vision on them and the same desire to live by his statutes, his laws, and his commandments, you know, he will make it known to them. But we don't want this to be something that the world, that, you know, we're going to the world and we're bragging about and yada, 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 because we know how the world reacts toward those things, especially if they think it's, you know, an all Hebrew thing. People tend to get what? Jealous, envious, don't want to see it happen. So, you know, it's not something that we're not supposed to be proud anyway. And we're not supposed to be puffed up. And so for all who desire to live by the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High and to live a humble life and to contribute to community, to worship the Most High in the way that he has said to worship him and to live by his ways. This is what we seek after. And when things get rough, you know, we should be well established already. And I pray that, you know, like I said, I pray to the Most High we got time. He has put the spirit of immediacy on me, even with, you know, this last illness, how suddenly it came, unexpectedly. So that's how the next tragedy is going to come. And so, you know, I don't want to dilly-dally around, you know, fiddle-faddle and we be caught unawares. So as he has blessed me, I am going to do what it is that he has shown me to do. And I pray that each and every one of you can see it and buy into it. Because anyone that doesn't buy into it, just can't have them being a part of it.
Man.
And not even having knowledge of the moves because, you know, people say, they say things, they run their mouths. We don't want to be in that position. So right now this is open. Nobody knows exactly where the land is because they haven't purchased it yet. But once that happens, as I said, I'm going to start closing these things down.
Man.
You know, so that we can move and do what we need to do. You know, if you are in, then you know exactly where you're coming to. You know exactly what you're contributing to. You know exactly when you come. Only thing you got to be doing is willing to work, whether it's putting your hand to the labor in the field or in the house or wherever it is. Because the scripture says, no man, I got to find this verse so that we understand where I'm coming from and where the Most High has me coming from, that this is not for everyone. Because, you know, what do they say? Loose lips do what?
Sink ships.
Anybody know what that saying is?
Loose lips sink ships.
There you go. We're not trying to have nobody sink the ship. But that, you know, we are able to have some place to go. Even if the Most High tarries, even if these, you know, like it was 120 years that the Most High started having Moses to announce, you know, that it's going to rain. It had never rained before. It always was just a mist or a fog to come across the land. The people had never seen rain. And so when he had Noah to start building the ark and saying it's going to rain, people are looking at him like he's stupid. Come on, they don't. What are you talking about? Rain, water falling from the sky. That ain't how it happens. We have this mist that comes in and waters everything. So he did that 120 years. I don't know how long it's going to be. I know the Most High has put this in my heart to do this, and to, you know, there's no reason for us as a people to not live and worship him like his people, especially in the land that we live in. Doesn't mean that we got to give up all modern convenience and all that kind of stuff. He's not saying that. And that's not going to be the deal, because we're going to be using, you know, says in the end times, knowledge would what? Increase. He never said that knowledge was bad. It's just that we don't ever use it the right way. But we will also, we want to walk in accordance to his word. We want to do things the way that he says to do them. So let me look up a verse, because I think it's critical that we have this verse. And I didn't pre-look it up, so give me a hot second. But tell me, you know, I'm anxious to hear from you, the people. What do you think? Because, you know, like I said, you have to be committed to it.
I absolutely can see it, my brother. When you first said it, I told you, yeah, I can see that.
Amen.
I even looked up for like a generator in case lighting stuff go out, and it is still power, you know, we have light power the whole house. I think that's good. $1,000. I got the number for it, but I haven't looked it up. I just got it.
Okay, hold on a minute, Sister Mary. Let me have everyone else mute your phone. That way we won't get that echo. And then if you have something to say, just press the number one, and then we'll let you go. So everybody else, mute your phone, because we're getting an echo. And then if you have something to say, just press the number one on your phone, and then I'll open up your phone. That way we don't get this echo. All right, go ahead and continue, my sister.
Yeah, like I said, I got the information on it, not the whole information, but just the contact information. And I was going to go online and look that up tomorrow. It's a nice-sized generator, and it should power a nice-sized house.
Amen.
I mean, you know, I just thought about it. You know.
Amen. Well, at least you're thinking about it, and you're looking up stuff. I have a generator that I bought at the beginning of this COVID thing. And I got it right now. I got like a 5,000 square foot home, and this will power my entire house. Mm-hmm. And so if I, you know, move it into, you know, to wherever, it'll power a good, you know, good many little units. especially when we won't have that, you know, that many electrical devices that will need to be powered for the most part. But then, you know, putting in solar, I've always looked at that technology. It's not hard to do. So, yeah. So I appreciate you looking that up you know, having the interest in it that way. Anyone else?
I'm going to mute myself out.
All right, go ahead. Any other thoughts?
One. Okay.
You got to press one.
Okay, press on one.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I think it's a real good idea, and like Mary, I said I was thinking about the same thing. I think it's a great idea, and I'm with you 100%.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Shalom. I wanted to say the first thing. Shalom. The first thing that you stated, which I'm really glad that you stated, that when you do get the property that the Father has for you to get, that you don't tell anyone where it's located. There's a few pastors that I see all the time that are showing people where their land is located, how they're building it, what they're putting on it, the security that they have. They're just letting everyone know their whole entire business. And I was saying to myself, if you're letting the whole world know where you're located, the items that you're buying, you know, the military guns that you have and where it's located, then how are you going to protect the people?
You can't, because you just told everybody what you got.
Amen. Amen. So I really appreciate you saying that once the Father gives you the place to be, that you will not disclose that information with anyone, and that you be very careful of the people that you allow to dwell amongst the presence of the people on your land that the Father gives you. So I'm glad that you're going to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you in that department as well.
Amen.
Let's do things shift, so.
Yeah, no, we
I'm just happy to hear your voice, and I'm glad that you're pursuing, you're still moving forward, and that you're staying true to your word, that you're staying diligent and true. So I just thank the Father for that.
Amen. Well, to Yah be the glory. You know, it is true to his word. Like I said, this is, we don't want this to be something that dies out with Brother Miles.
Amen.
So, you know, it has to be structured and organized in such a way that it's able to continue, even if the Most High were to bring me home. This is what he has always put in my heart, and, you know, we want to be faithful to that, and we're looking for those who are faithful to the same thing. You know, I look at those pastors online, and I've looked at our people in the past. You know, Black Wall Street, and, you know, there's been about 8 Black Wall Streets, okay? And they have always come against them. So, you know, I'm looking at those things and looking at what the Father's put on my heart is that we're not to be proud and puffed up. We're not doing this to become rich in accordance to man's standards, but we're doing it to be obedient to the Father and to establish his kingdom in the earth. And that's the goal of this. So, you know, continue to do the gospel. We continue to preach the word. We continue to live the life. And by our example, you know, by our example that we draw other people. So that is the goal and survivability. As I said, when stuff starts to hit the fan, all those pastors that have said where their land is at and how they're protected and yada, 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 trust me, they'll be coming after them. They may not come after them first, But because they have advertised this is what we're doing and this is how we're doing it and yada, yada, yada. As I said, as a general, you don't tell the enemy your capabilities. You don't tell the enemy, you know, what you're doing. Only a stupid general would do that, or one that's so prideful and puffed up that he don't think that, you know, he's able to be taken down. The first consideration is the safety of the people and that we can survive, you know, and that we can sustain ourselves and that, you know, again, that we are living the life according to what the Most High says. There's no reason that we can't do it even in this country. So I appreciate all the encouraging words. And good to hear your voice as well, my sister. Anyone else? Ideas? Thoughts? Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. The book of 2 Thessalonians, I believe, is chapter 2. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
All right. And I pray I'm in the right place. If not, I'll find it. Starting in verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our master, Yeshua HaMashiach, and by the gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now this is the sign we're looking for. The church and the established religion, they are falling away. And more as the government imposes itself on the people, you're going to see a greater falling away and more people going with the government, okay, and conforming. Okay. Who oppose and exalts himself above all that is called Elohim, that is worship, so that he as Elohim sitteth in the temple of Elohim, showing himself that he is Elohim. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in time. And what withholdeth is the Ruach HaKodesh. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom Yah shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, which all power signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they did receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause Elohim shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. And this is what we have to be very, very, very careful of. Because in the last days, people are going to believe a lie and believe it's the truth. If they are not, you know, close in this word, you know, it's not enough to say that I believe. It's not enough to read the word and not do it. Because when you do it, that's what makes it real for you. And so a lot of people are caught up in a lot of things and they're going to believe a lie. Because the Most High is going to cause them to. That's why I said, you know, it's very important and very critical that we obey his voice, that we go back and we read and find out what he said and obey his voice. Bring it into the new and obey his voice. Because the Most High is going to send this spirit of delusion on the rest of the world. And they're going to be reading the scriptures. They're going to be hearing the word. but they're not going to be teaching the truth of the word. And they're going to be doing what you know, I've seen men doing, and that is reading the word, but then doing what they want to do and not obeying the voice of the Most High. So he's going to send this strong delusion. Verse 12, that they might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to Elohim for you, brethren, beloved of Yah, because Elohim has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth, and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of Yeshua HaMashiach. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or epistle. Now, our Yeshua HaMashiach himself and Elohim, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Now, what I'm looking for is, hold on a second here. Let's go to chapter 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Okay, and this is, and I'll have to teach this precept because the way I'm doing it right now, you know, will not do it justice. So, yeah, I'm going to have to pull this out and teach it. So we understand what the Most High is having us to do. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of Yah may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but Yah is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in Yah touching you, that you both do and will do the things which we command you. And Yah direct your hearts into the love of Elohim and into the patience waiting for Christ. So we want to establish, as I said, what we're supposed to be doing is preaching the gospel and establishing the kingdom. In the earth. That is what each and every saint is supposed to be doing. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walks disorderly, and not after the tradition which we have received, and not after the tradition which you have received of us. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we have not ourselves disorderly. Let me reread that. For you yourselves know how we ought to follow us. For we have not ourselves behaved ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread, for not, but worked with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Okay, when we do this thing, everybody that's committed to it has to be willing to put their hands to the plow and do the work. Whatever we need to be done, need to have done to be successful. Nobody can come and just freeload and not contribute of their substance, of their labor, because it says if you don't work, you should what? Neither should you eat. Okay. Now, when we look at other scriptures, we will find that we are all to be taking care of each other. We are all to have each other's welfare at our forefront. I should be caring about you and what your welfare is over my own. That way, if we're all looking out for each other, nobody is going to be what? Selfish. And thinking that they're, you know, that they are not getting what they're due or what have you. You know how we get. But, you know, we want to be self-sufficient. We want to be where we are able to take care of one another, where we are providing for the needs of each other, where our labor is going to the common good. So, you know, as we read in the scripture, let's read this verse again. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10. For even when we were with you, we commanded you that if any would not work, neither should he eat. And, you know, the Most High, like I said, I'll teach this precept, but the Most High was telling us that we want to look out for each other's welfare. If I have an abundance of something and you have a lack, then I should take out of my abundance to see to your lack. And the same way when you have it. Now, if we are in community and we are working one toward another, toward the same goal, you know, the establishment of the community, the establishment of, you know, the food stores, the housing, if everybody understands that it's for everybody's best interest, then we shouldn't look at it in a selfish way to say, oh, so-and-so's getting this or so-and-so's getting that. The goal is that we are all one. And so if you're looking for a handout, if you're looking to get something free, if you're looking to get over, this is not for you. It's just not. Because it's not the way of the Most High. You know, so when the land is purchased, like I said, I haven't asked anybody for a dime toward this land. And the land is not going to belong to Brother Miles. That's why I'm putting it up under the organization, the Kingdom of Yah. This is land claimed for the kingdom. And so all those who are faithful, then let them come. You know, if, like I said, if the Most High, if he doesn't come right away, if it's like in the days of Noah and it's 120 years, then so be it. Let it be 120 years. If it's 5 years from now, so be it. Let it be 5 years from now, but let us be ready for when we know these plagues are going to continue. And again, so I'll teach the precept on this lifestyle that we're looking at, and I'll also preach the precept on what the Most High says will happen in the last days, so that we be not ignorant of it, and we walk in his ways. And, you know, and if we go to our grave and he hasn't returned yet, what difference is that than anybody that has come before you? How are you different than Abraham or Isaac or Jacob or any of the other patriarchs? The purpose is to live the life that the Most High would have us to live, and to walk in his way, and to establish his kingdom in the earth. We have to be faithful to that. So I know that, you know, we're seeing signs of, you know, the government flexing itself with, you know, like the COVID vaccine. This, like I said, this is the first of many things to come. And the more you are in the big cities, will affect you. So when we read the scriptures and he says, come out from her, leave these cities, when you see these things start to happen, you don't want to wait until the last minute. I know I don't want to wait until the last minute, and the Most High has put it on my heart not to wait until the last minute where, you know, I'm having to run and live out of my car with my family, you know, trying to survive when, if we just heed the warnings, and if we're looking to live, you know, a godly, holy life, that we just go ahead and establish and do those things now. So this is where, you know, where we're at, and where the Most High has me coming from with this, and that it should not belong to just one man. So, something that, like I said, if the Most High calls me home, My goal and purpose in this is to be obedient to him. Period. Be obedient to him and what he has shown me. And to do the work. So, as I said, once this land is purchased, then only those who are committed to it. As I said, I will lock these meetings down. I don't want everybody to know what we're doing. I don't want the world to know what we're doing. Only if you have a need to know should you know. And then you know where to come. You know what to contribute to. You know, you look at your own life and whatever skill set the Most High has given you, that you are willing to make it available for use toward his kingdom. So, you know, when everything is all said and done and we come together, there may not be a requirement for X. And I'm just putting X there for whatever X may be. But then whatever work needs to be done, we have to be willing to put our hand to that work. And maybe in a given time, your particular skill set, there will be a need for it. And you will be in your own lane. But, you know, if it's not there at that time, then each and every one of us have to be willing to put our hand to the plow and to the work as it is required. As we are able to. You know, I'm not a young man anymore, so a lot of the things, you know, that I used to do, I know I physically cannot do them. But such as the Most High and the strength that he gives me to, you know, to put my hand to the plow wherever, then I'm going to do that. You know, whatever needs to be done. So this is a mindset that we have to come with in this, and this is the as the scripture says, if you're not willing to do the work, neither should you eat. Okay, so we're not looking for, you know, people to come and they want to get high and sit around all day. No, that just won't work. Want to come and shoot the breeze all day when there's work to be done? No. This is serious, and this is, you know, have to do it as unto Yah. You know, so my outlook on life and what the Most High has put in my heart in servicing him is if I'm going to serve and serve a man and give him my labor. And the Most High says to serve him like I serve him. Then if I'm doing this work specifically for the Most High, how much more would I just give it my all? So we want to come with the mindset that this labor is not unto Brother Miles. This labor is not unto Yah's Global Kingdom Ministry. This labor is unto who? The Most High Elohim. Okay, so let's continue in the scripture. So verse 10 again. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Master Yeshua HaMashiach, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But you, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. For if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. So that's our motivation. That is our modus operandi. You know, we want to be doing the work of the Most High, what he commands us to do. We still, you know, we don't want to get into a corner and hide ourselves completely, so we still have to have a way, even in the wilderness, to get the gospel out. That means we don't do away with technology. We don't do away with the conveniences of this modern life. We make all things useful and available to us. But we don't want to brag. We don't want to become puffed up and proud. We don't want to reveal what the Most High has us doing. So as far as everybody else is concerned, we are preaching the gospel and establishing the kingdom of Elohim in the world. Where we live at and how we live and how we protect ourselves and what we have stored and, you know, how we are prepared for these different calamities is no one else's business. So I pray we can hear this. I pray we can buy into it. I pray we can buy into it and be committed. We're not, you know, as I said before when we first started, this is a work. And, you know, I don't want to be all talk. I've never been just all talk. If I said it, I was taught, if you say it, then do it. So let it be said, so let it be done.
Amen, brother.
So that's the way, you know, we got to go forward. That's where I'm going forward. Everything that I've told you I'm going to do, I have done. And I told you that we would buy land and we would, you know, do these things. We're going to do them. You're only as good as what? Your word. And if your word is no good, sorry, but you're no good. And, you know, I hate to be harsh that way, but this is no joking or playing matter. And so, as I said, we will purchase this land more than likely next month. You know, I will take what the Most High has blessed me with. And as I said, the original was to do 106 acres. But it is, you know, since I'm looking at it and saying, okay, I can actually double that if I don't try to pay cash for the land, you know, put a down payment and have a payment. So we double it to about 204 acres. Pristine land. Everything that we need to survive is there. And then, you know, the planting of the crops and those types of, like I said, we'll start off with dry storage with the plan that we won't be eating from the land. We won't be eating from the land until the fifth year. We've got to stick, you know, to the rules that the Most High put in place. That means that, you know, for those living there who want to come and live there, who want to put their hand to, you know, to the plow and to, you know, make it work, then, you know, the dry storage for the food and all that has to be in place. And so we will endeavor to do that first thing so that, you know, if you're able to and you're willing and you want, hey, I just come and live on the land, then I'm not opposed to that. You got to be committed to it. Can't come and just lay around and eat up the food, and then when nothing's left, you know, you want to leave and go home. No, you know, homie ain't playing that. So we are serious in this endeavor. We want to do it the right way. We want to take all things into consideration. I don't just want it to just be me making decisions. I don't want it just me trying to do everything. We are one body. We're supposed to be one body, one mind, being driven by one spirit, the Spirit of the Most High. I believe these things. And so, you know, I'm looking for the same thing out of you. And as I said, if you can't come now, when things start to get hard and you know it's time to go, then you'll know where to go. If you just want to come and stay a couple of weeks for vacation, as I said, as things are up and running, the goal is that anybody that lives there, electricity, water, food, you don't pay for. It is all our labors that, you know, go into this. So you come and you work and you do, you eat. Just like he says, you work and you eat. Anyway, we want to make sure that, you know, everybody has the understanding. So I said I'll teach the precept for this particular lifestyle that the Most High is showing me, you know, where we're coming together as community. We have the land, or we'll have it shortly. We will start to put up the container houses as, you know, probably, I'm going to say after the first of the year. I have to, you know, get the sort of the bulldozer and rough out everything. But yeah, that's where we're at. So I'm looking for, and the Most High is looking for, those who are obedient and who are committed. You know, because it, and let me say it this way, okay, and this is not to be belittling or anything. I just want you to know my level of commitment on this. If nobody does anything, I'm still going to get the land. I'm still going to put the containers on it. I'm still going to do what I'm telling you I'm going to do. I just have to do it slower, but it's going to happen. But when stuff hits the fan, that's where I'm going, and I ain't telling nobody else where I'm going. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yes, it does.
Yes, sir.
It absolutely does.
So, you know, I know that Yah didn't put you in my path for no reason. I know that we didn't come together by chance. And I'm asking you to consider the matter. You know, the tithe that you send will be going toward this in one way or the other. I have not spent, you know, for everybody that has paid tithes, out of all the tithes that I've received, I spent about $100 on the ministry. Okay, but the rest of it is going to be going toward this, the kingdom. I don't want to consume it on myself. Want to consume it toward the work that the Most High has given me to do. And understand that, you know, let me just be clear. The tithe is mine. It's for my service. But I don't want to consume it on myself. I would rather consume it toward the work of the kingdom. So my own personal income plus the tithe goes toward the work of the ministry. Not going somewhere and you know, vacation. If I could go on vacation like me and my wife did, you know, that was of my own money. So we'll just want to be faithful and do the work. Okay, so I pray. I just want to introduce this to everyone. On next Thursday, we will have another meeting. I'm going to ask you all to consider. Think about it. And make a conscious decision whether you can commit to this or not. And all those who can commit, then that's who will start getting invited to the meeting. Because as I said, I can't open this up to everyone if they're not committed to it. And I can't open it to, you know, just allow people to, I wouldn't be being a good steward if I let people just come and just take advantage and they have no real commitment to the work. And so then when things get rough, you know, they want to run to the same place. They know everybody else is running, but they have not been faithful to the Most High in this endeavor. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to table it for the moment. I'm going to ask, you know, all of you, let me, as a matter of fact, let me take a record of everybody that's here. And I'm going to ask because, you know, one thing that you will learn about Brother Miles is that Brother Miles does not play games. And Brother Miles does not say he's going to do something and did not do it. Okay? And so I want us all, I want you to know whether you're willing to make a commitment or whether you're out. That's what I'm looking for. You know, it's easy. You know, it's easy to say things, just like it's easy to say that, you know, I keep the law. But the Most High says most people are, they worship him with their lips, but their heart is far from him. Some people think I'm too serious. But when it comes to the Most High Elohim, I don't play. And so this is what he has put in my heart. This is what, you know, the direction that he has me moving. Has this ministry moving, and I really want each and every one of you who are here tonight, whether you have paid tithes before or not, if you want to be part of this, you have to be paying tithes. It's just a must. But you know, even beyond your tithe, I want you to be supportive. Because this is for all of our good. And this is for our safety. And so I'm going to make a motion right now that each and every person that's here right now, that I don't want an answer from you tonight. I want you to consider the matter. If you have heard what I've said tonight, and if you can see the vision, if you will commit to the vision, and, you know, I pray that you are here next week and that you're able to give an answer. Because I am 100% committed to this endeavor. And as I said, if I have to do it by myself, That is where I will go with it. But I am not an island unto myself. It's not what the Most High has put on my heart. You know, I could have said, I'm just going to take my funds and go buy some remote land in the wilderness as far away as I can get, as long as I can get there, you know, with my vehicle, and do this on my own. And I have the ability to do that. It's not what the Most High has put in my heart. Put in my heart for his people that we would come together and do this thing with all sincerity and with all gravity. So I want each and every one of you to, you know, I've sent the brochure out, review the brochure, look at it. You'll get a general idea of where this land is at, but you won't know exactly where it's at. I will go, like I say, early next month and review the land and review, you know, the actually step on the land itself and make the offer. You know, and if they come talking some mess about credit or whatever, then I'll just pay for what I need to in cash. You know, forget the credit. Get the other part another time. But we're going to get the land one way or the other. So that being said, let us bow our heads. Father Yah, you know the hearts of men. You know who has it in their heart to serve and to worship you in spirit and in truth. You know who has it in their heart that they're just tired of living by the ways of this world. Father, we have it within our means to serve and to worship you according to your word. Father, we all know and we feel that these are the last days. We may not know how long the last days last, but we feel it, Father, and we feel the way that this world is going. And it is much more important to us, Father, to draw close to you. You said to gather ourselves as we see these things come to pass. So, Father, we are making a way that we might gather ourselves, that we might be obedient to your word, that we might live the life according to your covenant that we have entered into with you, and that we might do it with gladness and joy of heart, that we might be committed to it, knowing that it is of your call. Father, examine each and every person here, and let them examine themselves. And let each man and woman make their decision according as you purpose it in their heart. If you don't want them doing it, Father, then put it in their heart not to do it. And if you want them doing it, Father, put it in their heart to do it, that they would be committed to it. These things I pray in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting and that we set another meeting for next week, that everybody who is here today might give their decision. You can email me your decision if you want to, but give me your decision one way or the other. It's going to determine, as I said, who I start inviting to these meetings and who has access. We don't want the world to know what we're doing. We don't want anyone that is not involved to know what we're doing. And not that we're being all secretive and sly or anything like that, but we know how the world acts. We know how the world does. And no good general will tell the enemy what he's doing. That's just stupidity. So we want to do these things. We want to do them in the spirit of meekness. And so if you are committed, then I want you in and I want you apart. And I want to be completely open with you. But if you're not committed, then no. You know, can't have any part of it. No loose lips. So I make a motion that we adjourn this meeting. Do I have a second?
A second.
Amen. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Say nay. The ayes have it. This meeting is adjourned for this week, the 23rd of September, 2017. We will meet again, which will be the 30th. The 30th of September. If y'all didn't say different, we will meet again on the 30th. All of you have a week to let me know what your decision is. We will, you know, from that point, make, you know, we have to make a way for new people to come in that are committed, but, you know, we have a time to establish that. So may the Most High bless you. May He encamp His angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm. And before we do that, let's play one song. Yeah, let's play one song here. I'll put on my glasses. Just on my heart. Why is I'm having a hard time finding this? Here we go. All right. Enjoy the song and let the Most High speak to your heart.
Still say yes. Now will your heart and soul say yes? say yes. If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? Tell the Lord, yes.
Yes.
See, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Say, I'll obey,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I walk straight,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
But this time, calling you higher.
There is more that I require of thee.
He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid,
there
don't
is
be
more
afraid.
That I
hey, hey.
Of thee.
He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place.
There is more.
To do my will, to do my will.
There is more.
Yeah.
There.
choir of peace. There is more, so much more, so much more. He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. May the Most High encamp His angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, prayerfully tomorrow night for Shabbat. Remember the 27th, the night of the 27th to 28th is a holy convocation for the Feast of Tabernacles, the 8th day, a solemn assembly. I pray all will be in attendance on tomorrow night. Sabbath lesson. We are still reviewing, well, we will do a tabernacle lesson on the spiritual aspects of the tabernacle and how we are that living and breathing tabernacle for the Most High. So I pray that you be with us tomorrow night as we look at ourselves as the tabernacle of the Most High. May the Most High bless you and keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you, but I can't love you like the Most High loves you. Shalom, family.
can I do?